Welcome to Nightlife, the podcast.
Do you love getting into nature? Squishing the bare necessities into your pack and disappearing into the bush for a few days? Or maybe you just like watching other people tackle big hikes. Well, tonight, I want to hear about the times where you have tackled a big hike. How did it go? What did you learn? Who did you go with? 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. Or you can text in 0467-922-702. Well, you're about to meet a man who went on a mammoth trek across New Zealand with a mate, and it gave him the idea for his next film. The result is The North, which is showing as part of the British Film Festival this month.
Nothing brings out the truth in you like walking for a long time in nature.
Are you doing this, man?
So, where are you guys walking to?
Cape Wrath.
But first, we will to Fort William.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So the West Island way must just be a warm-up then, huh?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Well, instead of New Zealand, it's set in the Scottish Highlands. You might have picked up on the Scottish accent is in the trailer. And The Guardian calls it the ultimate hiking film. Director Bart Shriver is the and his crew were there every step of the way as the actors actually did the hike, complete with their own heavy packs. No pretending there. Bart joins you now from Amsterdam. Bart, welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Look, you hiked 3,000-kilometer trail, the Tiararua. Across New Zealand in 2018. What do you remember about that experience now?
Well, the nice thing was I kept a diary. So every night in my tent with my friend sleeping next to me, I would write down what would happen that day. So I remember quite a lot, but it's difficult. If you walk for 4.5 months and people ask you afterwards, like, oh, what was the best thing? Like, yeah, I don't know. What was the best thing of your last 4.5 months? It's after a while, walking and sleeping in a tent, it just becomes your regular life.
Why did you do it in the first place?
Yeah, not a big thing in that moment, at least. It was more my friend. He was done with his studies. I wasn't studying at the time, and he said, "Okay, I want to go abroad for 2 or 3 months and also be in nature." And I said, "Oh, you have to look at these longest hikes in the world." So we checked together online, and while drinking a beer, we saw all the ones in the US. And then we found the one in New Zealand, which wasn't that old at the time. And he said, "Ah, maybe I'll do that." And I said, "Okay, cool. Then I'll just come and join you for 2 weeks." And then one beer later, we said, "No, let's do it together." And I was like, "Okay." And we said cheers, and that was it. That was the reason. We just it just sounded like a really cool adventure.
Yeah. Had you done much hiking before?
Nothing. No.
Nothing.
No. No, nothing. So this was the first time we did like a test hike together to see the tent. That was 2 days here in the Netherlands. And then we went and we just kind of said, it's going to be such a long time. We'll learn while doing.
And what did you learn most while you were doing?
Well, I learned, I think, in the first 2 weeks that I was not as fit as I thought I was. I was very unfit. And the rest was, I think how relaxed it can be. Yeah. Life is so easy when you don't have bills to pay. You don't have to think about anything except how much are you going to walk, what are you going to eat, and where are you going to pitch your tent. And that's the only three things really that are in your mind the whole day. Mostly, what am I going to eat? Because after hiking for so long and 25, 30 kilometers a day, you get something that's called hiking hunger. Which just means you're hungry all the time because your body burns so many calories, you just need to keep on eating and eating and eating.
Okay, so that in mind, all those things that you learned after 4.5 months, you decided that you wanted to make a movie, a hiking movie, that was as true to the experience as possible. So how did you go about that, about replicating a real hiking experience for the screen?
Well, the first thing was that when I came back from New Zealand, I thought it wasn't enough for me. I thought, okay, what is it going to be like if I do this by myself? So a couple of months after I came back, I went to Norway and walked 700 kilometers by myself from the North Cape to Finland. And when I was there, that was kind of the first idea that I had of, okay, this experience of really being out there, it's so different from sometimes the experiences that we see in other movies that are about hiking, where, you know, there's a bear attack or there's big dramas, or that was not really the experience that I had. I thought, okay, I think I want to make something that really depicts this specific feeling. And the second part was, I think that I can actually also finance it, because film is very, very costly to make. You have a lot of people working on it. But then with this, I thought, okay, if we actually walk the whole path, we do it with 5 people crew, that's it. We don't need hotels. We don't need all these fancy stuff, just the cameras, just a couple of people, and we'll make the film. So that was the idea. And then when you're actually hiking and filming, yeah, you'll get the experience with it as well. So that was the plan.
Yeah, yeah. Brad Schreiber is with you. He's the director of The North, which is a film that follows two guys taking a trail through the Scottish Highlands. It's out during the British Film Festival on now. You're on Nightlife on ABC Radio. I'm James Findlay. Okay, so look, this is your second hiking film. The first Human Nature shot, the Human Nature is the film. It was shot in the Nordway's Arctic Circle. What as a filmmaker attracts you to making films outdoors? Because, well, you've picked some pretty stunning places to film.
Well, that's one, because it's beautiful. Also, I really love being outdoors. So having those, the two things that I really love, to combine them, I really love that. But I think for the stories itself, what's very interesting if you go outdoors for a long time is that there's no real new information from the outside world coming in. So you have this kind of closed environment of whatever comes up in this period of being in nature, it's all within yourself. So it's very contained. So it's, the film that you have to make, that I want to make, then is very specific about these points of, okay, this is what comes up in your life. And I really like that, because there's just so much life, and there's not a lot of Hollywood drama, but I think that normal life has its own drama, and on a trail like this, I think it's really suited to bring that up. But also freedom. There's a lot of freedom to just go and film and with a couple of people, and we walk and we just have so much fun as well. So also the way of doing it, I really enjoy.
I'd love to hear from you. What hike have you gone on that helped you discover something new, maybe about yourself, maybe about someone else? Let me know. Give me a call, 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call, or you can text in 0467-922-702. But you kind of just mentioned it there, but what do you think is it about hiking and going on long walks that, you know, provides drama in the way of, you know, self-discovery or discovery about someone else? What is it about hiking?
Well, I think the moment that you step out of your bubble that you're in and you go in nature, where you don't maybe have your phone and you cannot have that distraction. And if you're going to be silent, especially if you're fully by yourself and you have to be silent for a while, the things that you kind of haven't listened to within yourself, they can come up. And the first couple of times that I had that when I was in New Zealand, a lot of stuff came up, because all of a sudden I had that room and space to let itself be heard. And I think there's so much For me, still like the personal growth and all the things that are make us and make me who I am. For me, that's very interesting.
Mm. Let's talk more about the mechanics of filming something when you're on in these incredible areas, because. How do you film when you can't control the weather? And look, the Scottish Highlands, renowned for grey skies and rain.
Well, I think that's also the thing. Usually in film, you want to control everything. That's the whole point. So that you can do it multiple takes. Everything is exactly the same. No surprises. For us, it's totally different. We go out to a location and we have no idea what the weather is going to be like. So that means that whatever weather it is, that's what we shoot in. And so that could be rain, that could be sun, that could be anything. And then in the script that I write, I usually don't write with weather in mind. But as you say, in Scotland, I was fairly sure that I was going to get some rain. So I wrote a couple of scenes with rain. But then the first 3 weeks of us filming, we had only clear skies. And I think that if I would have come home with a film in Scotland with only clear skies, no one would have believed me.
No, that's actually quite tricky.
It was really tricky. I think most people say now, if you look at the film, people would say, "Oh, there's a lot of rain. How was it?" Like, yeah, it was. We actually had to skip a couple of scenes because there was not enough rain while we were in Scotland. It was crazy. Yeah.
Are there any scenes in the movie that just happened because you were actually doing the hike? Like, I guess it's kind of improvised nature.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's two. There's one kind of in the beginning where you have midges. It's kind of what you have in New Zealand, which are sandflies.
Oh yeah,
they are very tiny, biting. Terrorists. I would say it's crazy. They are billions of them. So there was a scene that we were doing that the two main characters needed to have a very deep conversation, but we were just attacked because when it has just rained and then the sun comes out and there's no wind, it's incredible. If you look online and you see like midgy swarming, you can see what happens. It's black. So that's what happened to us. So we couldn't do the scene. But then we said, okay, but then let's do exactly what's happening here. You guys are trying to have a meal and you're being attacked by midges. So, and that's that scene is in the film. Another one was where one of the characters is swimming in the ocean. And that was just because Carlos, one of the actors, he came to me after a long day of walking and he said to me, I'm just going to put my feet in the water. And I thought, oh, that's great. Can I film it? He said, yeah, sure. I can also just go for a swim. I said, yeah, perfect. So off he went. And the other actor said, I'm never going to go for a swim. I said, oh, that's also good. That's exactly what your character is thinking. You stay in that scene. And we had to get the sound guy out of the tent because he was already done. He did the whole scene on his bare feet. But that scene is also in the film because, those moments are so real. That they add a lot of that texture of the moment.
Mm. You're on Nightlife on ABC Radio. With you is Bart Shriver, who's director of the film The North, which is out at the moment. It's a hiking film and takes a look at the journey that two friends that haven't been talking for quite a long time go on this hike. I'd love to hear from you if there's a hike that you've done. What was it about the hike? Did you learn something about yourself? Did you get a stronger connection with a friend or relative that you went with, or maybe someone that you met on the hike yourself? 1-300-800-222 is the number to call, or you can text in 0467-922-702. Look, Bart, you wanted to explore that sense of connection or lost connection between friends in this film. Is that something that worries you or that you think about as well?
Well, I think it was a couple of things. I think the first thing that when I read back my diary from New Zealand, is what I noticed that even though that we were sleeping in a tent together and we're together for 4.5 months every day, is how little really good and strong conversations we had. And I saw that that was also because I was so busy with myself, with all the stuff that was going on with me. There wasn't a lot of time and also not a lot of space to think like, oh, there's also another human being here. And when I started thinking about that more, I think I had the same sometimes with roommates, where like, how good is this connection actually? And that was kind of surprising. And I think that was something that I wanted to show, that even though these two guys are together for this whole month, doesn't also mean that they are really connected to each other. Mm. And even though that they think that they want to, but yeah, it's not really happening because of the situation that they're in themselves. So for me, that was something that I wanted to kind of explore. And then the lost friendship that they have. Yeah, for me, it's also based on a friendship that I have and had, where, you know, when you are best friends growing up, there's this moment somewhere in your 20s, or at least with me, is that you're kind of just going different directions. And you keep calling each other best friends, even though after a while, that's not really the case anymore. And I think then it sometimes needs to be, you kind of need to stop saying that, and also to each other, for it to grow into something else. Or else there's always these frustrations because there's expectations of each other that are just not the reality anymore.
Yeah. Hearing from you on the text line 0467 922 702, one of you says, I once went on a hike with an ex around the scenic rim in Queensland. I was the slower of the two of us, which led to a fair bit of bickering. As I said, an ex. The hike was the beginning of the end. Stunning view, though. Thank you for your text. 0467 922 702 is the text line. Looking at the time, we're running out of time now, but what is something, you know, are you looking at doing another hiking film? Might you come to Australia? We have some plenty hiking paths in Australia with stunning scenery.
I would love to. I also, there's a film, Tracks. It's an Australian film that I really love. It's about a woman hiking through the desert with some camels and her dog. That was always an inspiration also in my first films, because I really love it. And it's also more about her personal development than it is about big external actions. But yeah, I just really like this style of filmmaking where we just go out with a couple of people who are now my friends. And we have all this freedom to create. And so the idea now is to go to Sweden or this summer or next summer. Mm. And but if I ever could go back to New Zealand and do something there, like for me, the place where it all began, that would be great.
Yeah. Well, but congratulations on the film. And looking forward to the next hiking film you put out as well. Thanks, Bart.
Thank you very much.
It's Bart Shriver, he's director of The North. The North is showing across Australia as part of the British Film Festival. You can find your local screening times on the website, britishfilmfestival.com.au.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.